Okay. Oh, I just burped.
And that's our intro.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Hi, everyone. Hi, Josie, mainly, because you're actually here.
I'm really trying to figure out where to put the microphone so it doesn't get all my heavy breathing, because I edited last week's and I just, when you're talking, I just completely silence myself because all you can hear is... I don't know what. Well, I know why, because the midwife explained to me that something about our blood vessels when you're pregnant enlarge because you're pushing so much more blood through your system.
Ew.
So she's like, have you noticed that you're panting for no reason? I'm like, yes, specifically in the podcast.
So in this podcast called All Aussie Mystery Hour that you should listen
you
to.
You can find it on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, other podcast providers.
Thanks, doctor.
Thanks, midwife.
Oh, midwife.
Actually, I did want to give a shout out.
Yeah.
Someone in the group. No. Now I can't remember how this woman came to us. I think it was an Instagram message.
Okay.
And she was like, I'm listening all the way from Scotland.
Oh, love it.
And she was like, give Janet a shout out. Her pushy sister who forced her to listen to it.
Yes, Janet.
So I think Janet was the right name.
Okay.
This was weeks ago.
Maybe Janet.
Maybe.
Yay, maybe Janet. But also maybe not Janet.
But also everyone be like Janet. Just bully people.
Oh, yeah.
Into listening to the podcast.
We're doing it. It's called grassroots.
Yeah.
Something.
Marketing.
Activation. Marketing, maybe.
Because we have no marketing budget. So you guys have to do it for us.
I think you guys are very well aware of that, given the fact that we edit our own episodes and there's always heavy breathing in them. We're doing this in a sort of strange little room.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's very lo-fi. So if you guys can just force all your friends and family to listen to the podcast, I think we'll be in a great place in the future.
Especially if, like, some of them are semi-famous.
If you know famous people... you are obligated morally to make them listen to the podcast. It's just how it has to be.
Like, I'm not talking Brad Pitt.
No.
Because that doesn't actually help us because he doesn't have social media. I know. I've checked a lot. He doesn't.
Does Keanu Reeves have social
media?
No. Oh, it's those old guys, you know.
Yeah.
They're too cool for
that's
it.
That's what makes them sexier because they're mysterious. Yeah, no. And Leonardo
so sexy
DiCaprio
not to
has
social
it.
Social media.
But he only uses it for his, like, environmental charity stuff. But he doesn't like, it's not like he's doing Instagram stories hey guys,
out here on my boat,
out here on the boat with all the models, 20-year-old
girlfriend.
Where are we going with this? Oh yeah. But if you know someone who is like active on social media and they have like hundreds of thousands of followers, mm-hmm. and if they said, oh my God, I'm obsessed with this podcast, and they put it in their Instagram story, that would be great.
Yeah, so it's not just telling them to listen to it. Then
it's
if they like
them to
it,
promote
you
it.
Say, so semi-famous friend of mine.
Yeah.
Now that you really like All Aussie Mystery Hour, I think it would be so cool if you just did about 3 Instagram posts about it.
Just talking
tag
about it.
All Aussie Mystery Hour on Instagram.
Yeah.
Tag Josie and Mel.
And saying no.
Tag everyone.
Not an ad. I just love it.
Yeah, not an ad.
Yeah.
No spawn.
I'm picturing Busy Phillips for some reason.
I know.
If anyone knows
Busy
Phillips.
I'm picturing, what's her face? We were talking about her before. Lena Dunham for some reason.
Yes.
I don't know why I'm so obsessed with Lena Dunham at the moment. Anyway, we're kind of joking, but we're also really not joking at all.
So if you know Busy Phillips or Lena Dunham or Brad Pitt and you encourage Brad Pitt to get Instagram.
Yeah.
And his first post is... All Aussie Mystery Hour, check it out.
Yeah.
That'd be epic.
Oh, that would get you. I would personally fly to your house and give you one hug and then leave.
Yes.
That's all I'd do. Maybe I'd have a cup of tea with your mum. I don't know why your mum really wants to have a cup of tea with me. It's Friday, guys. We don't know what we're talking about.
Oh, it is Friday.
It's Friday.
We're all fucked up because we've been doing Bachelor recaps.
Yeah.
Which some of you might have seen in the group because...
Yeah, we'll stop posting them.
Well, I only did the first one. Yeah, I didn't do the second one.
We're not, like, going to, like, flood you with Bachelor content. It's just that group is really just our diary.
Yeah.
So it's just shit that
just our personal
is, like,
group.
Really bothering us or taking up all our...
The Facebook group we're talking about, in case you don't know and you're not a member, join it now. We're not flooding it with Batchy content.
No.
But we are writing a lot because we work at a website that covers The Bachelor a lot, and it's just started, and it's already a great season. But it's on Wednesday, Thursdays, and Thursday is our usual recording day. Friday in the office, we have something on the arvo, so we're just recording at a weird time. It's just,
I feel jet-lagged, the podcast version of jet-lagged. Like, I don't know what's going on. I'm all off. And I don't even feel like I'm being very funny. And then I'm like, do I need to be funny? And then I'm like, this slightly sort of existential pressure to be funny is too much for me. And then I'm like,
because then you're not funny when you try to be funny.
So stop trying to be funny. And then I'm like, but then I just seem, anyway, whatever, I'm going to stop. The point being, why don't we just not do any more rambling?
Yes, that's a good idea.
We were meant to, well, we just haven't, we're just really like starved for mystery minutes because we haven't had time to record it.
We're thinking of doing one next week.
We are, but we're starved for just talking shit.
Just crapping
it's
on.
It's very hard for us not to crap on, isn't it?
And I just think it would be really boring if we're just like, hello, and then went straight into the mystery.
It's not our vibe. Not the vibe of this thing.
No, it's not the vibe of the thing.
No.
But we will stop now.
but also we will stop.
Because you're all sitting there like, please just like, start the mystery.
Make it be the vibe of the thing, guys. Just but, make it be that.
Can it be the vibe of the thing? Maybe.
Said politely. Like, I really like you guys, but can you shut up?
Yes.
Please?
Shut up and talk about...
The quarantine station, baby.
I'm scared.
Well, let's just go back to this whole jet-lagged...
Yeah.
We're not jet-lagged. We're just podcast jet-lagged.
Yeah.
Of the and pushing around these of time.
Jet-lagged.
But basically, I was supposed to do a murder because I keep not doing murders and I take all the spicy ghost tales and they're just easier. Like, they're easier in the sense that you don't have to be like, oh, shit, am I laughing at something inappropriate? You can just laugh at everything in a ghost tale because, like, who cares? They're all dead. And that doesn't make any sense because murdered
people
like, are
dead. But, like, they could be
fake dead. Yeah.
And, like, it's just people going, oh, my God, I saw this thing.
Yeah, and like when you're a ghost.
You don't have to like fact check that a million times.
It's like when you're a ghost, you sort of came alive again as well, so.
Yeah, you're still living your best life.
I can roast the fuck out of you because you're still living your best life going around
and
scaring people.
It's usually old-timey.
Mm-hmm.
So it doesn't matter.
Yeah, for some reason, old-timey. We've been like morally, I guess, deciding what is offensive to us as people and not. And we're like, old-timey shit. I don't care.
Yeah.
I have no issue with roasting you if you're an old-timey person and you died.
But I don't know why, like, Harold Holt was funny, but the Beaumont kids wasn't. They're kids.
Also, Harold Holt got himself into that situation.
Yes, that's true.
I sort of feel like he was being a cocky bastard like he was. Yeah. Love him for it. Anyway, I don't know. But the point being...
You were going to do a murder, but
I was.
Then...
It's really spicy. I will do it. But then we had, like, I literally have done this in about 25 minutes. And I was like, I cannot do a murder in 25 minutes because if I forget key parts or I just fuck something up, it's kind of offensive. But if I fuck up something about ghosts at the quarantine station, who cares?
Maybe that lady from the quarantine station that always emails us.
Oh, she's definitely going to email me.
She'll probably care.
All my facts are wrong here. So basically I used Wikipedia.
Great.
And
always a good base.
That's it. Pretty much.
End of.
And some really questionable ghost websites. And then that was kind
I
of
love
like
it.
The shtick. And there was like a Daily Telegraph one in there, but I didn't write down who or what or anything.
Great.
And I haven't got it. All my quotes are just garbled.
Well, that's okay because you didn't have long.
No, you know? I think everyone should just be a bit more understanding. All these hypothetical people who are mad at me.
Well, someone said very politely once, maybe you guys should just put the credits in... the description of the episode.
Oh, yeah.
I.e. stop fucking saying the credits. It's boring.
Yeah. But we just, I don't know, we're writers. We don't like when people don't credit us. I like it when people credit me.
There was that guy that arced up at us.
Oh, why?
What? I don't want to go into details. It was one of my cases.
I'm trying to remember what you're talking about.
And then,
our mortal enemy who will never speak
enemy.
Of. We're not going to name names,
I actually
guys.
Forgot his name.
I've forgotten his name too. Oh, no, I just remembered it. I remembered his name. But we're not going to name names. This isn't a person in the group. This was an external person to the whole podcast thing that sent a spicy email to Josie about an episode that she did and did not enjoy some crediting situation. That's as vague as I think that's vague enough.
Yes.
Anyway, now he's our mortal enemy.
And then you credited him in another episode and we were winking at each other.
Oh, yeah. And we were like... Anyway, we're not going to tell you whatever. What are we doing?
We won't tell you who it is.
We're starting drama, starting mediocre stale media drama.
Journo drama.
Oh my god, what a car crash of an intro that was. Oh. I tried to make it really short.
Should we start from let's start again. Hello and
hello everyone.
Welcome to Aussie Mystery Hour.
Nothing of note to say. Straight into
nothing.
The mystery.
I've got nothing.
The quarantine station, Josie. Yes. I'm gonna tell you about it. So I'm just like everything is fucked and I'm dying.
I'm crying. There's like one tear. I know. There's like a tear of laughter coming out of my eye.
I don't know what's going on with this cord. It's stuck on my t-shirt. Anyway, I don't know. Whatever. The quarantine station. Woo.
Yeah.
So let's just start with our bearings here. So we're at North Head Quarantine Station in North Head, which is essentially Manly. I think it's really dumb. They call it North Head, but it's like, guys, it's literally up the road from Manly. So just call it what it is. It's
and where's Manly?
Manly's in the north of Sydney, guys. Mm-hmm. It is a beachy suburb in the northern beaches or the North Shore. Not sure.
Oh, I think northern beaches.
Okay. And it's a nice area, lovely area, a bit far from the city. Cost you a fucking shitload back in an Uber if you go there and you live on the east, like I've done many a time.
Yeah.
Actually, not many a time, just a few times.
Yeah.
And
the ferry of
there.
Shame if you can't afford an Uber.
Yeah, the ferry of shame. I've done that too.
Yeah.
It's people go there a lot. People either live there or they just go there for a little jaunty day trip.
Yes. North Head's got quite a nice walk.
Yes, there's some sort of walk up there.
There's a walk that you can do.
Yep. It's a very pretty area and it was also the entry point for some boats.
Yep.
Now, I do need to preface this or preface this or something else. Preface this. There's some boat, some nautical.
Oh, I mean,
there's
love
not
it.
Nautical because it's not. We're not sailing, but there's some
just maritime,
maritimey elements that just went over my head a little.
Oh, we love that.
I've tried my best.
We
guys.
Love not knowing anything about boats, but then talking about them a lot.
Yeah, just doing whole cases on them. And, yeah, but anyway, so boats were coming in there.
Mm-hmm.
And so in 1832, they opened the North Head Quarantine Station because of this. I'll get into this in a sec. And then it didn't close till 1984, which is
really?
A really long time. But it wasn't operating in the same way by then. But it was still open for business, I guess. Open for business. Come in here if you got some diseases.
Show us all your infected fruit.
Show us your infected kneecaps. but yeah, it was basically set up originally because it was decided that the colony of New South Wales at the time, being an island, was really susceptible to shipborne diseases.
Mm-hmm.
Which, you know, yeah, true. And I was thinking about this and I was like, you know how we keep bitching about the bus?
Yes.
In winter?
Yes.
So like, obviously, guys, maybe you catch a bus, maybe you get a train, maybe you don't get either. Lucky you.
Yes.
Because
lucky.
Just the cesspit for disease, those
like
things are.
It's like a petri dish on wheels. Don't you think?
Yes.
It's disgusting.
And it's just, and when they don't turn the aircon
on. Oh, that was this morning on my bus.
Yeah. And it's like, I feel like going up to the bus driver and just being like, look, I just want to talk to you for one second. The aircon isn't for like temperature control.
Yeah,
it's for like
pushing
the disgusting breath of everyone else out of the bus and circulating in fresh air. There's no windows on this bitch.
No,
so
not anymore. The old school buses were great.
I miss them.
You could just wrench open that window.
I would wrench it open in the like torrential downpours.
Yeah, just like breathing out. That was deliberate heavy breath, by the way.
Yeah.
Breathing out the window like a dog.
Yes.
That's what I would do.
Out the window. So basically the way that a bus is on your 30-minute journey to work, that times like the 3-year journey it takes from fucking London town or whatever.
Yeah. To Australia.
Yeah, town. Yeah, to Australia.
Throughout the high seas.
Yeah. So it's pretty gross.
Yeah. Disgusting.
And so originally ships that were coming in were mainly convict ships. And there was this whole process that I couldn't be bothered reading properly that was really ad hoc. And it was something to do with them being like prisoners. And then the governor decided where the quarantine happened and whether it happened and all this bullshit. See, it's boring. It's even boring when I'm telling you the Cliff's Notes version of it. So imagine.
I think that's really interesting.
Okay. Well, that was like 3 paragraphs and I had 25 minutes. So I'm not going to.
I want to know more about the history of convict settlement in Australia.
I would like you to go deeper, please. that history.
I love it.
But yeah, by the 1830s, a lot more free immigrants were coming, so a lot more of the settlers were rolling in. And that's when those people obviously wanted something a bit more formal, and the ships weren't government owned or whatever, so it was like different.
Yeah. It was like private ships coming in.
I think.
Right.
At the very least, it was like, these people aren't the scum of the earth, so we're going to like let them actually have a proper process.
Yes.
And also more people coming in as well. So it actually is less fucked than you might expect, given that it's so haunted. Because most people that came in, especially if you were a first or second class ship passenger, because obviously this is in the classes days where you were divided by class and like you were either shoved
Titanic,
in the Titanic. Yes.
The classic film.
The classic stale film Titanic.
Where Jack was of a lower class than Rose.
And they dance on the table.
And they still fucked.
Yes, they still fucked. They crossed classes.
Speaking of Leonardo DiCaprio.
Spinning it all the way back around. Leo DiCaprio. See how many times we can reference him in this. So anyway, basically 13,000 people came through. Over 500 are estimated to have died. But in context, that's not actually as many as you would think, considering how haunted it is. So a lot of people just had a normal experience. It was, they talk a lot about it being like almost like an extended holiday because it's a nice area. There was beach.
Yes, yeah.
There was grass. If you came in on a boat that really didn't have much going on and you were fine and you were a first or second class citizen, you were just literally lying in the grass or like swimming in the water and like having a nice sleep and then doing it all again and like frolicking with your children and whatever.
Sounds delightful.
Oh, what a nice time. Unless you got typhoid. No, that was actually, I have more things to say.
I thought that was the greatest segue of all time.
Well, if I was good at this, Josie.
That was a genuine gasp from me.
I would have segued into typhoid, but because I'm shit, I have not organized this at all. It's just, it's a big slap of shit on the page.
That's okay.
It's
kind of like you're under pressure.
A spaghetti, but someone that doesn't really know how to cook spaghetti is making it. That's what I'm imagining this podcast episode is like, you know? No?
I think it'll be fine.
Weird analogy? Never mind. So this was all the ships and the ship politics and blah, blah, blah. But basically, the building of the station coincided with the push for better immigration policies around health.
Yes.
On ships and as the ships came in, and the onboard surgeon superintendent had to be responsible for the health and diet of the crew because they were getting scurvy and shit.
Yes, not enough fruit.
Fun fact, my dad got scurvy when he was in his 20s because he like wasn't taking care of himself or his house at all. He had like rats apparently, and my mom was like, it was like my dad was so rogue in the 70s and he apparently just wasn't eating enough fruit and vegetables and then got scurvy and he was sick and he went to the doctor and the doctor's like, I don't know how to tell you this, but you've gotten scurvy. So he was probably just eating like rotting bread because he just like couldn't be bothered.
Oh my God.
And like Chico rolls or something, you know?
He really doesn't have the vibe of that kind of
person. Oh my God, no, I know. But if
I've only met him once in my life.
If he'll let me, I'll put a picture of him in the 70s in the group.
With scurvy.
Because he looks 1,000,000% like the kind of person that would get scurvy. But anyway, Mum was like, she only stayed over at his house once because apparently she stayed over and the whole night she could just hear rats running underneath the bed. And
oh
she was
my
like,
God.
Fuck no.
How did she even keep dating him?
I don't know. Why did they date?
You are like a mess of a human. Because your mum definitely does not have scurvy rat vibes.
No, Mum, no.
She's very like
health life and
healthy,
she also
organized
was, like, Greek family and like eat vegetables.
Yes.
Eat your veggies and
anyway. I cannot even picture how this relationship got off the ground
I
after the rat, the rat
there was
infestation.
Also another great story where apparently he had this party at his house and then it was so many people that they broke the floor on the top level and it like fell through into the bottom level and the police were called. I don't even like, I'm not this much of a party person.
No.
It's just like kind of depressing when your like 70-year-old dad is telling you these stories.
Yeah, wild stories.
Yeah. Anyway, that's not the point. The point is my dad got scurvy once. And my other point is that people on these boats were getting scurvy.
Of course. It was hugely common back then.
It was a really trendy thing to get scurvy.
It was all the rage.
Scurvy. All the rage. So basically, yeah, you could have a lovely time or you'd have a fucking horrible time. So those that were less well off were put into dorms of like 60 people squashed together mm-hmm. in the quarantine station. And that meant obviously disease spread was more likely. And it also wouldn't have been a nice experience. Mm. Like imagine a 60-person dorm. I don't even like 6-person hostel dorms.
No. So all it's the that snoring. Times 10.
Imagine the snoring.
I can't cacophony hate snoring, of snoring so much. Makes me cry
when people so snore. Upsetting. You would never sleep.
And if you don't sleep, then your immune system can't fight off the terrible diseases exactly. circulating in the room.
Yep, exactly.
It's a vicious cycle.
It's a vicious cycle. Disease, sleep, snoring. So some of the things that people were coming in with were Spanish flu, cholera, smallpox, bubonic plague. So I've done a little bit of a deep dive on some diseases here, Josie, which I knew I love you'd it. Love.
Cholera is one of my favourite diseases.
I love cholera.
I love it.
Love it. Bring it. Wait, it's still around, isn't it?
Yeah. Let's all shit ourselves to death.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah. So to go back over it, cholera is literally emptying your body from all orifices. Mm-hmm. So you're shitting and vomiting yourself into death. Yeah. Which is like you lose all your electrolytes and your hydration and then your body just shuts down. Yeah. Fucked. Super fucked.
It's
and
then horrible.
Like this is just getting really graphic, but I also like diseases. You're like shitting like rice water, they call it.
Yeah.
It's like this weird. Yuck. Bubonic plague.
Love it.
Okay. This was disgusting. So it's like flu-like symptoms. Mm-hmm. But then your lymph nodes swell and then sometimes they break open. I didn't even know a lymph node could break open, let alone that it could swell to that point that it would, you know? I thought mm-hmm. they were just like a little muscly thing in there and you just kind of...
Because that's like, because, you know, they swell when you're ill.
Yeah.
And then it's just like next level. That times 10.
Yeah.
And then...
Yeah.
I'm grinning like it. I'm so weird. Jessie's
loving it sick.
I love bubonic plague.
And they get gangrene of the extremities, vomiting blood, decomposition of the skin while the person is still alive, and this thing called lenticulae, which is black spots all over the body.
Ugh. Horrible.
The worst one of them all to me. Spanish flu is obviously just the flu, but it's like a really bad flu. Mm-hmm. It was literally just the flu.
It wiped out like... Didn't it wipe out like... No, that's not the right statistic.
It was something out, bad. Like
hundreds of millions of people.
Yeah.
Like a huge chunk of the world's population.
Oh, yeah. The flu is fucked, but it's not like fucked
it's in not the sense like the I'm shitting really myself fun. To yeah. death. It's just like, oh, you've got a temperature.
And then it's a really bad temperature and then you're like dead.
Yeah.
That's really it. And smallpox. So I actually had to see people covered in smallpox while I did this. And I just don't think Wikipedia should have a picture.
I don't think so either. I love hearing about diseases. I don't want to see.
No.
I don't want to see anything that we've just discussed.
I don't mind seeing like a caricature or like.
A drawing.
The drawing of the like little. You know, the little bug in you, you know, like the
parasite.
Blech. Yeah. It's like a little blech.
Yeah.
I don't mind seeing that. I just don't want to see like a human being with it.
No, me neither.
And maybe that makes me a heartless person. You know what? Don't care because I don't want to see it. I don't want people to get it either.
No, I just like hearing ideally, about it.
Like it's great because smallpox, I think, is eradicated. I think Heno was telling us it was like the last case was in the 70s. But smallpox is so fucked. So it starts in like the mouth and the throat. And then I literally couldn't deal with it beyond that because there were like 3 different tiers of it.
Mm.
And I was like, ugh. And then there was one where like the pustules that grow on your body like explode and then you get like blood loss. It's disgusting.
That's horrific.
I know. And so the Daily Telly, basically the article that I read that I can't remember who wrote it or when.
No byline.
Said that many people died at the quarantine station in agony. So it wasn't. There's so definitely, like, yes, if you're one of those 500 and whatever people, you were having a fucked time.
You it didn't just like not a good pass time. Gently in your sleep. No, you from were old
like
age.
Screaming and crying and like shitting your
so
pants out.
So a kind of tormented death.
Yeah. So one famous ship that came into the quarantine station and had a bad time was the Lady McNaughton, which was full of typhoid, Josie. Just full
Jesus,
of
riddled with the
riddled
stuff.
Riddled with typhoid. It was just like a little like glowing typhoid ship when it came in, and 54 people had died en route
Jesus
to Sydney already.
Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm.
Can you imagine being on a boat, PS, where they're like...
You're trapped.
So we're having a bit of an issue with typhoid, guys. Would appreciate if you didn't like put your shit-covered hands in the food and like generally... Like rinse them in the sea as much as you can.
Yeah.
Maybe, I don't know what you're going to do.
In the sea.
just try not to wipe your ass with your hand and also touch food. And Also, we've got like another, you know, 6 months until we're going to make it to Sydney. So people are going to just be dying.
Yeah, we're really rolling the dice here, guys.
50-50 chance you're going
to
live.
You might make it to Sydney or we might just toss you overboard.
Well, you'll see. You know, I think live your best life now because you don't know how long you're going to be living.
YOLO, guys.
This is the extreme case of YOLO. It's being on the Lady McNaughton. It's like, that's all you can do, guys. Just YOLO your life away.
On this boat in the middle of the ocean.
Yeah. And then another 13 apparently died on site.
Christ.
In truly appalling conditions with a sense of misery, wretchedness and disease present everywhere.
Imagine working at this place.
I just, no thanks. Hard pass on that. I have a feeling you'd have to be made to work there. It wouldn't be like an option.
Yeah, you'd be like put placement.
Yeah.
Placement there.
And then there was also the Bijapur in 1853, which was an experiment in double-decked transport, so two levels.
Yep.
But it didn't work and ended up with 55 dying during the voyage 65 at quarantine station from... It was a little smorgasbord of disease on this one. Measles, scarlet fever and typhoid.
Oh, nice. So it was like
extreme YOLO because you may die of one of three diseases. You got a lot of options here.
Scarlet fever, is that the one in Little Women?
Yes. What's her name? Beth.
Beth. Poor Beth.
And she just helped. But then do you remember watching the movie and you're like, don't touch that fucking sick baby.
Yes, don't touch the baby. Like, this is why you shouldn't
red
touch babies.
And screaming. Just stay away from the baby.
Don't touch
Beth.
Babies, especially
you're
red ones.
Too much of a Mother Teresa. You just stay the fuck away from all these like
idiot. And then
sick
you just
children.
Upset everyone by dying.
You dying made more problems than you helping
you
that baby.
Selfish bitch.
Fuck you, Beth. You selfish bitch.
Stoked for the remake with Emma Watson and what's his face.
We thought it was on Netflix the other day, me and Kate, and it was like some sad other version.
Oh. What's the guy's name? The cute guy. Everyone loves him.
It's like guy.
What's his name? That's going to annoy me.
Well, I'm not going to know.
Francois. No.
Timothy.
Timothée.
Chalamet.
Timothée Chalamet.
Chalamet.
Yeah. He's cute.
Or, as I say it, Timothy Chalamet.
as we say in Australia,
Timothy Chalamet. So, where are the ghosts, Josie?
I really like history and I really like diseases, so I'm just really enjoying this.
I'm sorry. I'm not. I'm 25 minutes. Remember how I said 25
minutes?
There's no more history you're going to get.
No, but I'm just saying, I'm not asking where the ghosts are. I'm enjoying this.
Oh, good. Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, that's good that you're enjoying it. Thank you. I'm very defensive about my 25-minute history today. So the ghosts are fucking everywhere in that place.
Mm-hmm.
And some areas do have more activity than others. But in the Daily Telly article, one of the guides they interviewed said, quote, while their tombstones are no longer here due to first and second class visitors complaining about seeing them from their accommodation, their bodies were never exhumed. So these poor souls are trapped. Many people died without the comfort of their family or friends, and there was no religious ceremony. So they died in fear, they died in pain, and they suffered tremendously. And we all know ghosts really love to just hang out when they died in really fucked up ways or when people delete their tombstone from life.
Delete.
As soon as I said it, I was like, that's not... That's not how it works.
Control
being deleted from life.
Control Z there.
Control Z those tombstones. Excuse me. I don't like seeing tombstones from my nice villa. Can you please control Z that whole area for me?
Sure. Oh my God, I'm crying.
I'm just imagining like a janitor for some reason. It's a janitor, like a you know, a groundskeeper. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
I just keep imagining a groundskeeper like it's on a keyboard getting rid of the whole like massive tombs with just a click. Oh, yeah, that's fine. I'll just clear that up for you. I don't even know if this is as funny as we think it is.
I feel like we have to delete all of this.
At least some of this hysterical laughing is going.
Okay. It's just you.
It's so ridiculous.
Okay.
So yeah, so the tombstones got control Z'd because they were in the way of... Now Josie's taking like a selfie with her crying eyes.
I need to show everyone that you made me cry laughing.
Yeah, so the graves were all in this. I've actually been there. This is something I should probably just say at the beginning of this shit episode, is that I've actually been...
You've been
to
here.
Quarantine station.
Isn't and there accommodation there?
Yes. And I haven't
quite
been to
lush.
Stay.
If the lady who works there is listening...
Is this really happening right now?
We'd love to stay. She's always emailing us.
Shitting all over the quarantine station and telling everyone it's riddled with ghosts. We'd love to stay
there,
guys.
We'd love to stay.
But yeah, so I've been to this bit where there's this, you know, graveyard of yes. no graves. And it's this rolling hill. And so it was right in front of like where all the first class people used to stay. And obviously they're fine. So they're like, I wouldn't really like to not see
yeah.
dead people.
It's such a gross. Downer for such my a, yeah. beach holiday.
I'm having a really nice time here, guys. And I really didn't pay for this. I didn't pay to see dead typhoid people buried all over my lawn.
Is it the 1850 equivalent of like when you go to a nice hotel and you're so happy and then you open the curtain and you've got the car park view?
Yes.
That's what that is.
That's what, yeah. Some people the graveyard view.
My God. I wanted partial ocean, not graveyard.
Yeah.
Can you fix that, please?
I don't want the stench of death anywhere near me right now. I'm just like, it's really affecting my nasal cavities right now.
My God.
Oh, Jesus. Anyway, so everyone that died there died a horrible death.
No one had a good time.
And therefore, pretty much there's like 575 ghosts that
fucking
just
hell.
Hang out. So there's all these different areas. Mm. And when you go on a ghost tour, you get taken to all these, like, yeah, different
Did you
spots.
Do the ghost
yeah,
tour?
Yeah, so I've done the ghost tour and I've got a horrible story to tell you. But I'm going to... Some of these stories are like mine and some are like other people's and I've tried to credit, but I also in a very real way didn't try.
Okay.
So let's start with my terrifying story.
Okay.
No, I'm going to leave it to the end because my terrifying story is so good.
Okay.
Let's start with like the caretaker's cottage. So I feel like this seemed like it was going to be the least scary place. Because it's just literally where the caretakers lived. But I guess
yeah,
one
so you're like,
or two of them.
Why are they so haunted?
Well,
they need
I think
to...
they were just cunts.
Right.
Because these cranky male spirits occupy it.
Oh.
And I remember going there and it felt like, I feel like with ghost things, the way I believe in ghosts, or at least believe in like evil entities that hang around or like vibes, you know,
yes.
like spirit vibes.
Yeah.
And
like bad energies and
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, yeah. And in this caretaker's cottage, I went into it and I just felt uncomfortable, like I wasn't meant to be in there. You know, just that feeling of like, yeah. And I don't know, it's hard with these things because as someone who's also quite a realist, I'm also a bit like, okay, well, do I just feel that way because someone told me it was
yes.
creepy?
And because you psychologically are prepared.
Yeah.
Because you're going on a haunted ghost tour, so you're
yeah.
psychologically ready for... that feeling
yeah but then sometimes it happens to me just in normal
yes.
places
and that's
yeah,
when you know
talked about this.
Yeah that's
so
when you know.
Whatever the case I felt weird in there and then I know that other people like freaked out on my tour as well but there was a really good story from yourghoststories.com
love this going there website. As soon as this podcast ends
so it was here's the story the bedroom that is off the kitchen was another room I felt like we weren't supposed to be in. When I was in there by myself, I was drawn to the open wardrobe after I heard a knock coming from the inside of it. As I walked over and stood in front of it, I felt like a man was standing in front of the wardrobe and kind of leaning forward toward me, trying... Oh, fuck.
Why was he just leaning? I hate that.
I fucked it. So I didn't turn my page.
What's the end like, of the story? Really? The end. The man was leaning. The end.
Just like this real, like, long... stagnant pause. I'll start that bit again, but I won't edit it out. It's like,
don't turn me off again.
Is that giggly Gerties today?
I don't know.
Anyway, as I walked over and stood in front of it, I felt like a man was standing in front of the wardrobe and kind of leaning forward toward me, trying to intimidate me.
Ugh.
It worked. I got out of that room and talked to the guide about the house and asked her if two men were there. She said yes, and that both spirits hated people coming into the house.
Oh, so that's why I was leaning in a scary fashion.
Like, gentle thought, don't let people into the house then. Just don't piss them off, you know?
Yeah. Do we really want to poke the bear that is these angry ghosts?
I would like to not. So then there's a few like kind of nons, like the children's hospital ward. There's like sounds of children
that
come from there.
No.
Absolutely not. Thank you.
The sound of children out of context.
Not good.
Is one of the most chilling things.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when they like, you hear like a child's laugh, at, like a horror movie or like
da, da,
they're all
da,
singing.
Da, da. Yep.
Don't sing. Or a kid swinging in like an empty park.
No.
Fuck off. Just go away.
I think if I had a child and then it was just like quietly singing at the front of the house, I'd be like, can you please stop that and get on your Nintendo? That would be great. Thank you.
Endlessly
Lillian,
swipe on your little
child.
Device, please. Yeah. Stop singing.
I would rather you just sit in front of a screen than sing to yourself.
But what about if it was sitting in front of the screen like poltergeist style?
I mean, I don't have to see it because it's up the front of the house.
Yeah, right.
I can just pretend that's not happening. I can't pretend the singing isn't happening.
No, that's true.
I guess I could like drown it out with music.
Mm.
Great parenting over here. This is why I'm the one not having a baby, guys. And also claims of being pulled by the hand.
No.
Like kids.
No.
No. No.
No.
And you know what the worst is? Like a kid ghost, I like to think they're not evil.
They're like, come and play with us.
Yeah, they're just like confused, which is upsetting.
Yeah.
But then it's doubly creepier than an adult ghost somehow. So it's sort of like they're probably getting, it's like when a dog scares you or something and then you scare it more with your reaction.
Yes.
You know? And it's kind of like probably that all the time happening with these poor
kids.
Yeah,
they're like, whoa, okay.
And they're like, sorry that I tried to play with you,
adult. Sorry I tried to hold your hand and show affection.
Yeah,
fuck.
Jesus. Now I'm going to sing even more in front of your face. Or follow you fucking home. Mm-hmm. So then there's a hospital and nurse's quarters.
Oh, I've heard about this.
Yeah, well, I don't really have many stories about this. I have been in there. It just is creepy because old-timey hospitals were. Like the
yes.
beds were those sad yeah. corrugated iron things or whatever, like the steel-framed sort of tiny
yes, like
hard
cots.
Beds.
Yeah.
Yeah, cots. Don't – no.
Yeah.
Just cots are horrible. The word cot in general, just so much about this is bad.
Yeah.
Like if you say hospital bed, I'm
yeah.
like, oh, fine.
Cots.
If you say cot, they lay him in a cot. What? Just don't do that. Anyway.
What about when it's a baby in a
it's
cot?
It's cute when it's a baby.
Okay.
It's a little baby. Not in a hospital, though.
No.
Just at home. But, like, it should just always be hospital bed, I think. And I don't know
yeah.
who. Anyway, that's not the point. The
Sorry,
point is.
I shouldn't have said the word cot. I didn't know. It would
set
you off.
Gone down a path.
And the creepy light fittings and, like,
yeah.
it's just creepy.
Yeah, so it looks creepy.
Yeah.
And also on top of that, they've put, like, an old nurse's outfit on a mannequin.
No,
and so when you first go in, it's dark.
You're like,
you can see it in the back and you're, like, already on the hunt for ghosts.
You're like,
oh, my God, no. Yeah, people do that. They're like, oh, my God. And then everyone's like, no, that's just.
Everyone's like, we can all see that and
yeah.
it's solid. You can punch it.
Yeah. Probably someone has punched it in the face. So that one that's dressed up like a nurse, they then tell you this story about the matron who was like, I think she's meant to be like a friendly ghost.
Oh, okay. Matron to me sounds like she's going to be mean.
Yes. Yeah,
nurse ratchet style.
Yeah. Yeah. And she apparently hangs out there and you can see her in the windows because the doors are like windowed doors.
Yes.
And so I was always like not looking in them at all. And there's also a mirror that people say they can see.
So you
see
went
her
on
in.
A ghost tour, but you're like, I'm not,
my God,
I'm not
what
looking
I do.
For ghosts.
What I do is I go on ghost tours and then I freak myself out too much. And then
yeah.
I hide from the ghost. Like I'm like actively trying not
cannot
to.
Can I even go on a ghost tour?
Oh, it was hell.
I'm worried I'd get PTSD or something from it.
Yeah.
I get too stressed.
Well, I have to. I'm going backwards so that I can tell you my good stories from this tour.
Right.
And you'll see how shit I am on ghost tours from those stories. But apparently it's quite haunted area, the hospital and nurses' quarters, which is weird to me because it's nurses and doctors that people see.
Not
and
patients.
Think, but then maybe the trauma of treating the patients
right.
and then dying, if you died on site or whatever, potentially.
Yeah, because would a lot of doctors and nurses have caught these horrible diseases?
Probably. Like, apparently the records are pretty shit, so there were good. There's a period of good records,
mm.
and that's where they get this sort of 500 and something number from. But then a lot of, like, Wikipedia and also some of these like news articles that I was reading and the website itself say that it could be a lot more because of old timey records. Shit. You know how police are. It's like that with nursing.
Like, is like even worse. Let's throw this filing cabinet of records into this flood water. Yeah, those that'll fucking be fine.
These sheets, spring cleaning. Oh, I don't think we need them.
We don't need these very recent records.
I need some more might be paper important. For the fire, guys. I think
let's chuck Summer to Man's suitcase in the fire to keep us warm.
No one will ever want that in 50 years.
No one will need this for this mysterious unsolved case. That won't be important.
So what I was going to say was, I have a theory that I always feel like the places where people suffer a lot just have a vibe. It's not necessarily ghosts, but there's like...
The horrible energy.
The energy is bad. Yeah. It's sort of places where there's been, you know, a horrible massacre or anything that's there's been a lot of trauma. And it's like psychiatric wards. Big mood, like those old psychiatric hospitals. Oh,
never will I go to one of them.
Especially like those old-timey kind of ones because they had no fucking idea about mental health and were just like treating people horribly who really probably just needed a good psychologist or some meds or, you know, like something that wasn't like strap them down to a bed and electrocute them. Yes,
true.
I feel like they always have, you know, like they always have a bad energy. Horrible. So I wonder if the hospital had the bad energy because... a horrible experience or horrible experiences would have happened there.
Probably. Like even the other day I was at the hospital. Mm. I don't like hospitals. Mm-mm. But I went from the women's hospital and I had to go into Prince of Wales, the main hospital, and they're connected. And I had to go there to get my blood test. And as soon as I walked into the Prince of Wales part, I just wanted to get out.
Mm.
There was like not good vibes because it was like ICU, an emergency. It's like there's like there's still horrible things happening at the women's hospital, but there's also babies being born and like there's a little bit more of a, I guess, positive energy.
Yeah. Whereas it's like the other one, it was just like positive things are happening there.
Yeah. It was just like, I was seeing signs for like nothing good is happening here.
Well, in a hospital, really nothing really good is happening because you're either getting surgery or you're getting treated for an accident or
I was just walking there. I'm like, I could not work here. Like, I couldn't be a nurse or a doctor. Oh, hats off
to nurses and doctors.
And my friend used to, Seamus actually, used to work there. And I was just like, I don't know how he came in here every day. Like, I don't like it. Like, I pick up vibes a lot though. So I think I would hate any ghost tour. That's why I don't do them.
Yeah. It's definitely a vibey. It's definitely a vibe thing for sure in ghost tours. But speaking of vibes, that moves us on quite nicely to the showers.
Oh.
So the showers is a weird one because I think anyone that knows anything about the quarantine station knows that the showers is notoriously like the worst part of the tour. It's the scariest part. And it seems so innocuous because it's just a shower block.
Yeah.
But it does look creepy.
Yeah, I've seen pictures of it. But
like the morgue is coming up and like the morgue is obviously far more fucked than the showers. But the shower block basically, well, this was kind of patched together information that people were... scrubbed with like carbolic soap quite roughly to like clean off potential disease and so on.
That'll make all the like skin based symptoms just fine. Oh, to totally. Roughly I think scrub roughly
scrubbing smallpox is the way to fix it.
Yeah.
Frankly. But they also had chemical showers to kill off lice and germs. Which caused their skin to peel days later.
Oh my god.
But I mean, look, I don't know how dramatic that is being. But I don't think they were a fun time. Like, I essentially think what it comes down to is that the showers were probably quite uncomfortable.
Yeah.
And just not a good time for anyone in there. And maybe that's drawn bad spirits to it or something because the spirits there are meant to be very bad. I've never been in. I've been 3 times now to the quarantine station.
Really?
2 ghost tours and 1 in the day when I did it for uni or something or, like, high school. And I could never go in. Like, I physically can't go in. Oh, I freak the fuck out and I can't go in every time.
We should go in and film it.
Well, I won't do it.
Well, I'll force you to.
You just shove me in there and unlock the door.
Behind you and I won't join you. That's a horror movie. That's so mean.
That's definitely a horror movie. Why would I do that? What movie did that happen in? If anyone knows what movie that is that I'm thinking of and someone gets shoved into somewhere and they lock them in there and then they get, like, eaten or, like, murdered or... by like an evil spirit or something. I want to say it's American Horror Story at some point.
I've never watched that. Too anyway, scared.
I'd love to know. Someone's going to know.
Someone will know. Also, the episode of Supernatural set in the old asylum. is the only one I can't watch.
Because
I don't find that show scary.
Yeah.
Well, sometimes it is a bit, but I just can't even. It's so scary.
Yeah. Old asylums are terrifying. But with the shower block, I got a story from this weird website called Amy's Crypt. I think it was like a girl called Amy who like is Australian and likes going around to like creepy things. And
oh,
I don't know. The story is cool, Amy. Though.
She's one of us.
Yeah, she's one of us. She said, these apparitions include children, a man wearing a fedora hat, and a blood-soaked woman wearing a white gown. Oftentimes,
that's horrible.
Yeah. Oftentimes these ghostly figures will peep over the top of the shower cubicles curiously at visitors.
No.
While other times visitors may just feel the sensation of being watched and sudden onsets of nausea. I'm fucked up by the vision
of a peeping
of a person peeping over the top of a shower block at me
in a fedora of all things,
a m'lady, like a m'lady ghost in a fedora, just like peeping over the top. But just don't peep over things.
Don't peep. Never peep if you're a ghost.
Don't do it.
I just hate that.
Dramatically show up. If you want to show up, can you knock or like just make a little noise?
Or just kind of drift past in the background.
Yeah, like far away.
And then I'm kind of like, was that? Yeah. Don't just appear. Like,
yeah.
I hate when they just fucking appear.
Me too.
In movies, not in life. Also I've never seen stories. A ghost.
Yeah, I don't like
just
it.
Just appear.
So the fedora guy is fucked. So he's referenced in the Daily Telly article as well. And as the guide tells the story of him, she says, we don't really have a name for him, but he's a tall, thin man. He wears a long black coat and a wide-brimmed hat. He's been seen in the back corner and he's quite intimidating. This guy loves to feel people's fear. People have had many strange experiences in here. So the fucked thing is, you know with ghosts how...
In the corner.
Yeah. And you know how with ghosts often they say, oh, if you're not... If you don't want to see a ghost, you often won't because you're not looking at, you're not connecting to the spiritual world.
Yes, that plane.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
So usually this is cold. What,
I know. Talking about him.
There's probably a ghost in here.
Feeding off my fucking fear.
Yeah. But like this is the thing because I am so scared of ghosts. I don't ever want to see one. So when I go to these things, I often am just like, ooh, seems fun. And then I'm like, why did I do this again?
Mm.
And then I like the history stories and like the little scary stories. It's like all things. Like, I like the story.
Yes.
I don't want, you don't to, want to see it. It.
You know, smallpox, I don't like horror movies, included.
But tell me a story about it.
Yeah, you know? Tell me the plot line of the movie.
And so it's really fucked to me that there's a ghost there that likes when you're scared and will be more attracted to your fear.
Yes, because that's going to be
me.
You so, when I lock you in there,
yeah.
Which I won't do.
So then there's the morgue. So the morgue is obviously fucked. And the story that they tell, well, I've been a couple of times and they always tell, they've told the same story about an Indigenous man who was obviously sick, but who was left to die on the mortuary table, which is probably because they were fucked back then to Indigenous people.
Yes.
And, it's a big stone table with ridges for catching blood. So it's kind of like when he's telling the story and there's like a mannequin under a sheet there to freak you out.
And then is it a person and it suddenly moves?
Oh my God, I
would actually urine would come out of me.
I would.
One of my orifices.
One of my orifices would leak if that happened.
Just one.
Just one. Maybe a couple.
Just get a nosebleed.
Yeah, so it's fucked. But also, obviously, as you're telling the story, you're imagining it. But it's also very tiny.
Mm.
And it, again, feels fucked. And you can, obviously, people are dead there, so it's going to feel fucked. So they talk about a ghost there who is meant to be an, inverted commas, playful ghost. And I'm sure the way that they describe this has changed over the years because this is a bit of... When I was looking it up, I was like, that's right, it's really not right. The ghost is called Slimy. He's a guy.
No,
ghost,
I hate.
And he
this.
Likes to feel women up, play with their hair, and undo their bra straps.
It's just playful.
It's just fun.
He's
guys.
Like fucking Harvey Weinstein he's of the ghost.
He's the Harvey
world.
Weinstein of the ghost world. Yeah.
He's a sex pest ghost.
Sex pest ghost. And I was so freaked out every time I've been because I remember backing up against the wall because they also said that he likes to grab your ankles. I just don't want a ghost grabbing any part
don't
of me.
Don't be playful. I'd rather you stand in the corner creepily like Mr. Fedora.
Yeah.
Than like motorboat me or grab my ankles.
No, can you imagine?
Like, fuck off. Don't be playful.
Can we not? Anyways, so my scariest story comes from these bits called the holding areas. And I have told everyone this story before and I have no fucking idea when, but it's happened. Because you told me that I have, Josie. And we had to re-record this bit. But basically, near the bottom of the quarantine station, there's these two cement rooms with these sliding doors. And they put you in there in groups and you line up with your backs against the wall but facing each other. So, like, six on one side, six on the other.
Mm.
And I went on a, like, with a bunch of friends and we were doing it. And they basically put you in there because they want you to, I don't know, some experience what it would have been like for people coming in.
That's kind of fucked though.
It is kind of fucked, isn't it?
We're just going to fuck with you by locking you in a dark room.
Oh, yeah.
Bye.
Bye. See ya. And it's super dark, so you can't see anything.
Oh,
and
your eyes are like,
trying to adjust
that.
To the light. And then, so me and my friend Christy were just totally like off it and like closed our eyes.
Mm-hmm.
Like
don't want to experience
up into
this.
Like the fetal position against the wall. But my friend Jaleesa was like super into it and wanted to see what was going on and was like very receptive to ghosts and all of that. Anyway, so we're like not looking. Mm. And then I hear her go, oh my God, stop it, go away. Like funny, kind of like kind of laughing about it. But
yeah.
You know, and then she just screamed and then she started laughing and was like, oh my God, that was so scary. That's not funny. And anyway, and then they opened the doors.
Oh my God.
And then our host was like, so what were you going on about? And she was like, oh, those guys over there, like one of them like started walking slowly towards me, like who thought it was funny. And then he like ran and then stopped and then went back. And then they're like, no, we didn't do that.
Oh my God, I hate that
so much. I know.
So much.
And our host was like, there's a evil kind of spirit, like a antagonistic spirit
yeah.
in this area. And he likes to intimidate people.
Oh my God.
By, like, you know, and so we were like, I think the guy just did it.
Yeah.
But okay. But then that group of guys was honestly the most chill group ever. Like they weren't muck around.
The
like
vibes.
You would think, yeah, they didn't have the vibe of people that play silly buggers. Like
yeah.
it was kind of like they just chilled and were pretty quiet for the rest of the tour. So I kind of
why
feel
would he
like,
get up and run across
yeah,
the room?
It seemed out of character. So that
oh,
was freaky.
I hate that so much. What did your friend think? Was she like?
Well, she was fucking into it because she was really into yeah. like seeing ghosts.
So
and
she
stuff.
Was just like, oh, that was cool.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, you're like calling your therapist.
Yeah. I was like, I'm going to need 3 years of therapy.
to deal with this thing that happened to someone else next to me.
But also, we have a guest. I remember talking about the quarantine station with him and he told me a really funny story about his visit. So we've got our friend Matt Hopkins here who works with us.
Hi.
Who has a great, fantastic quarantine station story, which he's going to tell us about.
Yeah, sure. My partner and I have been together for 10 years.
This is
congratulations.
Such a long time.
Congratulations
yeah.
on being good at love.
Cheers. No, well, you know, We're doing all right. We're doing our thing. But our first date was at the quarantine station.
Oh, my God. Why?
I can't believe that you did that. Was it a ghost tour?
Yeah, it was a ghost tour. And, like, it was fucking terrifying. Like, I love that place, but I also, like, hate it because it's scary. But we had met, like, a few nights before. And for some reason, we were all talking about how we wanted to do it. So everyone was like, yeah, let's do it. Let's go on a ghost tour.
So it's like a group date.
Well, like a bunch of people dropped out. So it was like me, her, and like a couple of other people.
Yeah.
Which probably wasn't the most ideal first date because like I am such like a scaredy cat when it comes to that sort of stuff. Like I freak the fuck out.
But you said yes to this group.
Yeah. So I was like, yeah, let's do it. I think it'll be fun. And then we went. And I'm always so cocky with these things, like before they actually happen. Mm. And then I get there and I'm like, what the fuck have I done? And then the whole time I was like, fuck, she's going to hate. Like she's going to dump me. She doesn't want to be with me after this. Anyway, so we rock up and I just remembered how this ends. it's really embarrassing. But
because I went and got Matt and I'm like, you got to tell us the quarantine station story. And he goes, what happened there again? And I'm like, we went on a date with Kristen there. And then he was like, oh, but you obviously didn't remember exactly why
yeah.
I wanted this. Yeah.
So, yeah, we got there and the tour guide was really good. She was like telling us how she had powers is not the right word, but like she was like a medium or something.
Oh, right.
She could like sense spirits or whatever. And, you know, you take that stuff with a grain of salt, but it was interesting anyway. And they're leading us around through everywhere, but like my least favorite place was the morgue.
Mm-hmm.
I think number one, because it's like, it's where dead bodies go, you know? Like that's,
yep.
But also I did myself no favors by reading about other people's experiences on this particular ghost tour before I went on it.
Right.
And I read about one person who went in and everyone was kind of like, they make you stand around the original concrete slab.
Yeah. Oh. We were just talking about this before, like, and it's the got the ridges. Man. It's so fucked.
No, so I'd read this story of this one woman who went in and she was looking at the table, and they usually put like a dummy on it or something.
Yes. Mm. Yeah. I was saying that too. And it's covered in a sheet.
Yes. Anyway, I think they pulled the sheet off and she saw like a real person.
Oh my God.
And she was like,
she screamed?
And she's looking around to see if it's like, you know, a fake thing or something. And then it sat up.
Don't.
And no. it was like don't. You know, it had been slit open.
Oh, like the Y incision.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't even know this part of his story. This is fucking me up.
Yeah, and it looked at her directly and went, look what they've done to me.
No.
She freaked out and ran out. So I read that story and I'm like, oh my God, I do not want to go into the morgue.
Oh my God.
But also I was like, well, I don't want to like tell this girl who I like, who I'm technically here on a date with, like, I don't want to go into the morgue because I've read this scary story. Like,
the lady was scared. Yeah.
Like, this is not going to go down very well. So I sucked it up and I went in, and it was like, you could instantly feel like the air in the morgue is just so thick.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's, and it's just that thick, gross, humid feeling. Mm. And I was just like, this feels uncomfortable and it feels disgusting. And we're all standing around and I'm like, fuck, I hope I don't see the weird man with the big cut down his body. Like, I don't know if I can handle that. And halfway through the guide telling us about stuff, she like, there's like a bucket at her feet. She kicks the bucket and then lifts the mannequin up, what? Like as a prank. And I fucking jumped so high. I was, oh man, I swear to God, I could feel my heart like fall out of my chest. It was just terrifying. And I was so angry at the two guys. And I'm like, fuck you, you know, for making me jump so high. And my friends were loving it.
Yeah.
They were lapping it up.
And you were like pale and like clammy.
And I'm just,
I want to go home now. Yeah. You're like calling your mum. Mum, pick me up.
Mum, please. I'm scared. No. But we left from there. We were in one place. I think it was like a ballroom or something where we went down the stairs into some horrible basement. And my friends kept like touching me on the back of the leg. And I'm like, I felt something. like a goddamn child. I'm like, no, I felt something. And they're like sniggering. Like, they fucking got me so good.
Can you tell us about the car?
Yeah.
Right. I feel like he didn't want to. He was looking towards the door.
No, I was getting to it. I was working up to it.
I don't know this. This is brand new information to me.
You're going
to
love it. So I'm always terrified of the concept of like a ghost following me somewhere and like me taking a ghost home and not being able to escape. That like this ghost is just a part of my life now.
Yeah.
Couldn't handle it at, not even in the slightest. So I wanted to cover all my bases. So I said to the guide, like, hey, should I like do something to stop the ghost coming home with me? And she's like, yeah, so when you get in your car, and she was like so blasé about it. So when you get in your car, just wind down all of your windows and say, any spirits that are in this car, you have to leave through the windows now. You are not welcome here and you're not welcome to come home with me. So we got in my car.
You got Kristen with you.
We got in my car and I said to everyone, right, wind down your windows. And I said it probably like 3 or 4 times. And then like again on the way out, like as we were driving out, and I'm like, do it again just in case.
Just in case the whole way home.
Yeah. Like, I'm not taking any chances. I can't live with a ghost. It just will not do me any favors.
You're like, I don't care if this girl thinks I'm insane.
Yeah.
I'd rather not have a ghost housemate.
Fully.
Yeah.
100%. But she's still with me, yeah, so you know.
Cool. Yeah, it has a happy ending. Yeah. 10 years.
Yeah.
She thinks you're a wimp.
Yeah, but well, she does.
Loves, yeah.
But that's fine.
That's
I've made peace with that fact. That she is the stronger one in the relationship. She handles the... I can't handle the bugs.
Really?
Well, no. Sorry, that's... it's not entirely true. I can't handle the spiders.
Okay.
I just... I hate spiders so much.
Right.
I can do like cockroaches and stuff. That's fine.
Wow. It's lucky we're both in relationships because I wouldn't be able to date you.
Yeah.
But like the spider would just be a standoff.
Yeah, no. You'd we just would just have to...
You'd have spider together. Housemates.
Yeah. Yeah. We would just have to cordon 20, off that room.
20 spiders in one room. We just shoo them into the spare room.
Yeah.
It's that's another it. One.
Yeah. Sorry, the bedroom's off limits for the whole week just until that spider leaves of its own volition.
It's going to have to leave on its own. No one's getting rid of it.
Yeah.
But that was amazing. Yeah, that's
great.
Matt's great story.
Thanks for having me.
Oh, thanks this is for coming.
Fun. Anytime.
Yeah.
You guys have both just showed me that I never want to go there.
Yes. It's
like
pretty...
it sounds...
It's fun. Like, I think you should do
horrible.
It.
I want to go in the day and learn the history yeah. stuff. Yeah. Is it like more of a museum vibe in
it
the
is
day?
It is, definitely, yeah.
And then it turns into mm-hmm. ghosty at
I
night.
I think part of it's a hotel now. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's like quite fancy.
Fuck that. Like, why would you? I heard another story just while we're here. Of like, here we go. This is another one of the ones I read
oh,
before
yes,
I went.
Yes, yes.
Now Matt is going to recite for an hour.
Yeah,
stories. Yeah,
podcast goes for 2 hours now, guys.
You got me on a roll. No, there was one where it was like, because you can do a sleepover there.
No.
In the haunted buildings.
Nah.
And someone stayed in the hospital
in the
wing.
Cots. In the cots.
Yeah. In the hospital wing in one of the old ass haunted beds.
Yeah.
And when you... So when they had like tuberculosis back in the day, they used to like sit you up.
Yes.
So that you could
oh,
sleep
no,
better
I know
or something.
Where this is going.
And like people would say that they woke up in the middle of the night like in an upright position.
No fucking
yeah.
way.
Yeah.
No way.
Yeah. I mean, you know, with all these things you gotta
you No,
gotta
you
think,
don't.
Like, you take them at face value.
You take them at face value, you just blindly believe them and you never go there. That's what you do.
I'm pitching like a bloke that works there, like lifting people yeah. up in their sleep.
Okay, it's 3 AM, you've got to go through and lift all these people.
Lift up the people, yeah. lift up the scared guy
lift up
from
the
before.
Scared sleeping people and then we'll just clap. And they'll all wake up
and be like, oh my God, I'm sitting up. What the fuck?
Got to keep this vibe going, guys. Got to keep it going.
Yeah, you got to get the authentic experience.
It is
know?
Quite fun to scare people.
Yeah, it is really fun.
So I can imagine there would be people that work there that do that.
Yeah.
You know?
Agree.
Yeah.
I'd do it.
Yeah. Did you see that thing? Someone put it in the group. It was like, they said sound on and it was like a Snapchat. It said my sister and her friends are doing a Ouija board upstairs and whoever it was it the circuit, the fuse box? And just turning the... And he turned the light off and you just heard all this... and then turn it back on and then turn it off and started flickering it. And
oh,
like,
my God.
Can I tell you one
really
more
funny.
Story before I go?
Oh, yes, please do.
So my best friend went to a boarding school.
We can't shut this guy up. Yes?
So sorry.
Before him in here.
My best mate went to a boarding school and they... came back from holidays one year and there were a bunch of them because they all sleep in like a dorm room mm-hmm. and like there were a bunch of them in the middle of the room pretending to like summon a spirit
no.
like doing all these chants and stuff and my mate was like, can you guys stop that? Like, it's real weird and I'm also trying to sleep.
Yeah, two reasons.
And they're like, oh man, no, or you can't do that. You can't say that, man. Like, you've angered it now. You've angered the spirit. And he's like, fuck off. I'm going to sleep.
Oh, my God.
So then everyone is like, oh, no, he's done it. And he starts hearing this banging over the top of his bed in the roof from inside the roof.
Fuck.
And what had happened was... they were all in on this joke.
No.
And they'd gotten one of their mates to climb into the roof, into like a hidey hole, and bang, like specifically above his bed. And my mate had no idea. So
that
he's
so
like.
Specific.
Yeah. And he was fucking freaking out. Like he said, like, I was crying, man. Like I had to like run out and they all had to go out and go, dude, it was a joke.
Oh
like, don't
God.
Worry about it. Like, it's fine.
I would be the same.
That's so
though.
Cool.
That's fucked.
That is so
that
cool.
That is
like,
so fucked.
Oh, but I also would... like the level of planning there.
Mm.
Like,
it's impressive.
I love it.
Oh, I love it,
but I hate it.
Matt,
yeah,
such a delightful guest.
Thank you so much. Thanks
Thank
for having
you
me.
For telling us your scary stories. I
no
loved
worries.
All of those scary stories.
It was great.
It wasn't one I didn't like.
It was really good.
Sensational.
Yeah. You came in and you did your job, but then you added on to the top of it.
Yeah, you just
That's what
kept
I do,
going.
You, know?
You elevated it.
A bit of value add.
A 12 out yeah. of 10.
Thank you so much.
As a guest.
That's tremendous.
So much better than Heno and Ben.
Heno and Ben.
Wow. Glowing endorsement.
Who even are those
no,
guys?
But then there'll be someone else and we'll be like, so much better than Matt and Heno and
yeah.
Ben. We just keep adding to it.
Yeah,
That's
we
fine.
Add to our shit list. list.
I'll take it.
Because we want everyone to remember that we're the best.
Yeah.
Of course.
The original and the best.
No one get any ideas.
Yeah. This is a guest, okay? Yeah. Guest. He's not coming back.
Look, you can't top the best. And I wouldn't want to try.
Oh, so, dang.
Yeah, thanks for having me. This has been fun. This is great.
Bye.
Bye. See you later.